It is a significant day in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump, although at this moment it appears the senators will vote against calling any witnesses after Tennessee Senator Republican Lamar Alexander announced last night he would not support witnesses. And following that announcement today, Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski said she won't support witnesses. Let's bring in Ayesha Roscoe, NPR White House reporter in Washington. Ayesha, as soon as you think it's over and done with, things change, and there are reports today that this trial could now stretch into next week. What do we know about that, and what has happened today?
Well, we know that today there will be a vote on whether they're going to have witnesses. We don't expect that there will be witnesses. The questions are about what will happen next, like what will be the process of concluding this trial. But this is something, and I say that carefully because, as you said, this has been a process where there have been a lot of twists and turns,
right,
and unexpected turn of events. And it seems like even till the very end, it's going to be some suspense.
Okay, well, we'll keep watching to see what happens, and obviously we'll bring our listeners up to date if anything changes. But on the issue of witnesses, how risky is it for Republicans to vote no on witnesses when polls show that 3/4 of Americans do want to hear from witnesses?
I mean, that's really the question. Will Americans hold this against senators, and will they view this process as not being fair if there are no witnesses? I've been talking to Republican strategists, and they acknowledge that more news may come out, and as we speak, news is coming out. But they think that's something that Republicans have likely just resigned themselves to. And at this point, the view is that if you open the door to witnesses, that could open up other lines of inquiry, and Republicans really don't want to go there at this point. We're also a very long way from Election Day. And the question is this, even though this is an historic event, how much is this going to matter in the months from now going into the election?
I'm sure a few things will happen between now and November that we'll also be talking about. When you talk about more news, by the way, the New York Times is reporting on new revelations from John Bolton, the former National Security Advisor's book. And also, we've got some news of our own, which is that Senator Lamar Alexander, who we just talked about, who is not seeking reelection, spoke with NPR's Steve Inskeep today. And we are going to now play for the first time a little bit of that interview.
Why not hear witnesses?
I don't need to hear any more evidence to decide that the president did what he's charged with doing. So if you've got 8 witnesses saying that you left the scene of an accident, you don't need 9. So I don't need more evidence to make my decision that the president did what he's charged with doing.
And you have no doubt that the president's motive was not some altruistic effort to wipe out corruption in Ukraine. You agree with the accusation that he was attempting to influence U.S. politics and specifically this year's election?
Well, one, I agree that he called the president of Ukraine and asked him to investigate the Bidens because the president said he did that. Two, from all the evidence, I was persuaded that at least in part, he withheld the aid in order to encourage that investigation. Now, I have no idea what was in his mind, but based on what I heard, I was convinced that at least in part, he withheld the aid in order to encourage the investigation.
So you were pretty sure about that, and yet you seem inclined not to vote for conviction any more than you want to vote for witnesses. Why would that not be?
You don't apply capital punishment to every offense. There's a reason why in 230 years we've never removed a president through the impeachment clause, because the founders envisioned that the people would make the decision about who the president is. And in this case, the election begins on Monday in Iowa.
So that's interesting, Ayesha. He's saying that impeachment is not the remedy for what happened. A removal from office is not the remedy for what happened. Democrats would say, well, if you let this go, what kind of precedent does that set for future presidents and what they think that they can get away with?
And that's the argument that Democrats have been making. And the argument that Senator Alexander is making is not the argument that the White House is making. The White House says that the president did absolutely nothing wrong, that it was a perfect call. And so by him saying that he believes the Democrats made their case, that's going directly against the White House.
That is Ayesha Roscoe, who's NPR's White House reporter, following the developments which continue to unfold today. Ayesha, thank you.
Thank you.